Very chilly air comes in just in time for the next weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. This is Walter Wingnut with all the news from around the world. Flash, stories are coming in about new products and new innovations for the consumer. A car with an automatic transmission, a safety-type razor, and most shockingly, movies that talk. The market abounds with new products, even in the financial world. You should call financial guru David Ernest today. He can tell you about new products to help you save money, products that will help you plan for the future, and products that will help protect your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. Let David Ernest give your portfolio purpose. He has new products that make sense. I mean, really, what's next? A little box that shows you pictures from far, far away?
Oh.
Men walking on the moon? Who knows? Call David Ernest at 279-7431 and start planning for your future today. Now, stay tuned. It's time for a very important program.
From our super secret studios in the garden center of your local Kmart store, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the Ayatollah of your bankrolla, the godfather of good business sense, a man who never gives out his chili recipe.
Oh, no.
It's David Ernest. There he is. Keep that crowd back. Keep that crowd back. David, you okay over there?
I know how Elvis feels.
Yeah, we can get some more security in here if we need to. Oh, they're going crazy now.
Yeah, they want this information here that I'm about to get out.
Well, you know, it is cup and saucer night here at the program. So
is that what it is?
Yeah, everybody's trying to get in and get the free cup and saucer.
I thought they were wanting this information.
That too. But the cup and saucer is just, you know,
yeah,
extra.
I get it.
This is a Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Bringing you more information in 60 minutes than most people can give you in 2 or 3 hours. I mean, it's just that amazing.
Well, I have a lot of help.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's helping you?
Look
here?
At yourself.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. My wife was asking me earlier. Donna was asking me, "You okay?" And I'm like, "I'm just in a fog, man."
Yeah.
You know, remember that old cartoon where the little cloud followed the guy everywhere?
Yeah. I vaguely remember that one.
I think it was Tumbleweeds or something. And
yeah.
Remember Tumbleweeds? And the little guy would come into town and he had this little cloud over him and just everything bad happened. I'm not, you know, whining or anything. I just kind of feel foggy. Like,
well, I got some information that's going to make you feel better.
Well, you know, a touch of reality never hurt anybody.
No. Today, we're going to talk about 5 steps to prep for a better retirement if you're close to your 60s.
Now, we're going to start at step 1 and go up to 5, or we're going to start at 3, move to 5, come back to 1 and 2.
I plan on going in the numerical order.
Well, that's fine if you want to, you know, do
it. If I can do it right, I'll try.
You can do it. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Today, we're going to talk about some steps to improve your retirement when you're around 60 or older. These tips come from Forbes' article entitled, Five Steps to Prep for a Better Retirement in Your 60s or Close to Your 60s. And for you people who are in your 50s, it can, you know, consider this you too, okay? Mm-hmm. This came around in September of 2018, this Forbes article, and we're going to work through each one of these five steps and talk about, you know, reactions and thoughts about each one.
Okay, well, why are you going to focus just on the 60s, though? Is that like some kind of special mile?
Not well, mile, you know, it
yeah,
is.
Milestone. I almost, it, almost it, said millstone.
It is kind of like the baby boomer generation.
Okay.
You know, kind of, sort of, you know. And so individuals in the baby boomer kind of area, arena, in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, 80s, they're so close to retirement or they're already in retirement. And they are in the home stretch. They're riding from third base to home plate. And they can see the finish line.
Closing in on home, huh?
Yeah, so sometimes this can be a temptation to just rush toward retirement.
Yeah.
Especially when they see friends or families, you know, reaching that retirement summit. And they say, well, I want to be like them. I want to, you know, I want to lay around in that lounge chair and, you know, drink the beer.
Got
and,
the remote there, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that.
No.
Not really. And you don't really want that. Some soon-to-be retirees can't wait to retire. Others enjoy what they are doing and where their life is and at and only want to know their options. Now, that's important. That gives me a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love having a job. You
yeah.
See? So, but regardless of what kind of attitude these folks have, and man, they got all kinds when they come talk to me, good, bad, I'm not going to say the rest. Important to know that their idea of retirement is going to look like. They want to know what it looks like. They say, David, tell me, do I have enough money to retire? And I look at them and I go, well, how much money do you have?
And how long are you going to be retired?
And I ask them a lot of other questions than that.
So, what I guess you're doing here, you're starting out and you can ask these questions and you can find out exactly whether or not their dream is possible. Because you don't want to have the impossible dream. You want to have that dream that's possible.
Yeah, I don't like play that music.
No, that's not
good. No, I don't play that music. Here's some tips to avoid stress.
Uh-huh.
When you're stretching toward retirement, when
okay.
you get in that, you know, stress can. People get stressed out when they call me or they come see me.
Yeah.
They're stressed. They want to know.
Well, it's going to be a big life changing event.
Big life change.
Yeah.
Let's start with the first tip.
Okay.
Which is to have a plan for retirement activities. Remember, lying around in that lounge chair is not good for your health. Here we've worked on all these things for your money to last forever.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a long time. Not really forever, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, long term.
Long term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you going to lay around in that lounge chair and die on me?
Just vegetate?
That's not good. So I think this is such an important tip now that we spend so much of our lives racing around toward retirement. Odds are that most of us have some idea that what we want to do in retirement, of course. And do you want to travel? Maybe you want to start a small business. You say, keep working? Yeah. Spend extra time with your friends and your family. Or maybe you want to just purchase that Harley, but be careful. Be careful with that Harley, okay?
Yeah.
And travel down Route 66.
See, you know, what did you say?
Route 66.
I thought you said 66. I'm like, sign me up.
Oh,
where do I sign?
Oh, maybe that one too.
I think I saw that movie.
You did.
It was on late at night on Cinemax or something.
Whatever your dream is, Rusty, if that's your dream, okay, go ahead. You need to verbalize what you just did. Okay. Okay. When thinking of your retirement, it can be good to look at a potential cost associated. You gotta. That's going to cost you a lot, Rusty.
You brought me out of the fog there for a minute. Damn.
How much does it cost for that frozen yogurt franchise? You know, franchises cost a lot of money, you know. How much does it that trip to Rome cost, you know, and are you going to meet the Pope? That's going to cost you extra. Can you begin to plan ahead and put a savings plan in place before retirement?
Uh-huh.
That's big. There's no right or wrong answer. It's all about you. It's all about you. Traveling first class around the world might cost a bit more than you expect.
Exactly. So what you need to do is just figure that out, how much it's going to cost. And,
that's right.
You know, I was thinking, what was that dude's name? David Niven.
Phileas Fogg. You know, what was it?
Was that Around the World
in 80 Days? Yeah. We could just all jump on a balloon.
And ride.
And go with it.
Well, you know, maybe you get lucky and you can catch that balloon.
Or you could get lucky over there on Route 66.
Pops.
I don't know.
Okay. So, it's true. Balloons could even cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
But you still don't know how much those 80 days are going to cost when it comes to food and balloon repairs.
Well, you know, into each life, a hole in your balloon may fall.
Uh-oh. The next tip is to prep for retirement while you're in your 50s and 60s. And that is to have a holistic financial plan for your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
In other words, everything. Not just the money, but the honey, too. You know? I mean, like her, he, whoever.
That lady you hang out with.
Or the man.
Yeah.
The last thing they want to do is stress about money. And you don't want to stress your spouse or your friends or anything about your money. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So financial stress takes a toll. And going broke can be even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Running out of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I use the products I use, because they can't run out of money if you use them right. They don't allow it. You can't run out of money. It's guaranteed not to happen.
It just won't work that way.
It just won't happen. So financial stress can keep you in a bad pickle. And so your living arrangements, you know, where you're going to live, you know, not in that balloon, I hope.
No.
And, you know, so on and on and on. So taking a holistic approach requires all of the aspects of looking at your potential income. That's your Social Security, your pension, investments, everything. And looking at all your potential expenses, too. What you going to do? You know, what you going to do? In other words, what you going to spend your money on.
Right.
And what you going to cause debt. And all these other things. So day-to-day expenses like living, housing, food, health care, existing debt. Maybe you still got that college debt. I hope not, but, you know, whatever. Maybe you owe college debt on your grandchildren
or
your kids. You
know, I was talking to a friend the other day.
Yeah.
And he still is paying, I think he said $200 a month on his college debt. And I know he's got to be about 40, maybe a little bit more.
It's sad.
I know.
It's a sad thing
out
there.
The sad part is that the government will lend people, young people, that kind of money.
Yeah.
At that kind of interest rate.
Right.
And if, you know, you might want to go to the bank and get money to buy a house, they might not lend you any money.
No. And if anybody wants to jump in here and call us at 272-9228, or call my office at 279-7431, leave a message.
Yeah.
We'll get back with you about any of these holistic approaches and things.
Uh-huh.
You know, the baseline of the holistic budget, the bottom of your hierarchy needs, you know, that's so important. Comparing income and expenses, that's so important. Do you have enough to cover your expenses? Can you afford her? Can you afford it?
Yes.
Can you afford him, you know, in retirement?
Can
and I don't mean that badly. I mean, you really want to make sure that you and your spouse or your significant other are happy with what's going on and that you have the budget to continue living the life that you really have worked so hard to have.
Mm-hmm.
So as of August 2018, consumer prices are up 2.7% a year.
Wow.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So your budget feels tight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how tighter it would get with yearly price inflation. Remember the 70s?
I do.
In 1979, inflation was rampant. It was going high. People say, do you remember when I could get a CD for 15%? Yeah, but do you remember the inflation was higher than that? You were still losing money.
Exactly.
Say, what? I'm getting 15%, still losing money? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all relative. Small details like factoring inflation into the expense calculation can make a huge difference. Now, while we're talking about inflation, we have products that not only would they guarantee that you never run out of money, but they will guarantee that inflation will be beat too. In other words, they will increase with inflation. They're inflation fighters, and they do it automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to worry about it. You just got to keep yourself kind of halfway
in line.
Do you know what I saw the other day?
What's that?
Over there on eBay.
What's that?
Somebody had a win button. You remember those?
Uh-huh.
The whip inflation now. Was that Carter that had that, or was that... Reagan.
It had to have been Reagan because Carter let it run out of control. I don't know. I don't remember who had it, but I do remember it. I would imagine it was Reagan.
Mm-hmm. I'll look it up and we'll see.
Yeah, okay.
But speaking of looking up stuff,
okay,
you know, I'm not just another pretty face sitting over here. I do get on that Instanet sometimes and look stuff up. And I was over there looking at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Uh-oh.
Believe that.
Yeah.
And it says that in that same report that motor fuel... prices, that's gas.
Yeah.
Well, you know, gas, natural gas, they use it a lot, and I would imagine diesel as well.
Right.
It increased 20.3%. And so that's something to think about if you're thinking about that Route 66 thing you were talking about. You got to plan that into your budget.
Right.
To know how much you're going to spend on fuel, because a lot of folks, a lot of older folks, they invest in these big old nice motor homes.
I know.
And are the ones that you pull behind on the squeaky trailer back there. But you got to have something to fuel that thing that's pulling it. And that could be a factor on whether or not you're going to go.
And they haven't made batteries or cars or RVs that are powerful enough to run off electricity, and even that cost a lot of money.
And, you know, off the subject a little bit again, these folks out in California, you know, they're turning their lights off out there.
Yeah, and they're stumbling around.
Because of the fire.
Yeah.
I guess they figured they got enough light from the fire.
Oh,
but the thing is, they got everybody to get electric cars. Not everybody's got
them.
But these charging stations are electric.
Yeah.
Why? Tell me why. Nobody has figured out to put a solar panel out there to charge these things with.
I don't know, but that's a good question.
I mean...
It would be more economic,
nobody asked me. Maybe that's what the problem is.
So what we're boiling down to here, Rusty, is inflation is going to impact the cost of different products in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great idea to dive into the numbers with your financial services professional. You know who that... You know one of them, don't
I
you?
Know a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's... what is his name? David Ernest. Good guy. Been doing this almost 40 years.
To make sure you're doing the right calculations. Of course, no one can guarantee inflation rates. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe God. But he's not going to tell you because you got to live your life. But examining the potential for a rise in costs can be extremely valuable knowledge. Extremely valuable.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
So we can just look ahead here and go on to maybe, I don't know, you got some more tips? You got a tip number three? Because that was one and two.
Yeah. Okay. Tip number three is from Forbes article.
Yeah.
How to help you prepare for a better retirement while in your 60s. And that tip is top off your retirement savings now. Before it's too late.
You mean start socking money away.
That's right.
Not necessarily in a sock, but,
where it'll grow.
In a good place, yeah.
This is one of my favorite tips from the article. As an individual gets closer to retirement, there are many options for increasing your retirement savings. Now, this is really true when you look at the accounts that are tax favored. That's my favorite flavor, is tax favored.
Yeah.
Contribute to your 401k and make sure you're taking advantage of every cent of your company's matching contributions. Neglecting to max out your company's matching contributions and refusing, it's like refusing a bonus check. That's not smart.
No.
It's not smart to refuse free money.
I would have myself checked out if I were refusing free money.
You would?
I'd turn myself in. What's wrong with you? I think I just turned down some free money. You need to lay down.
We have bonus products that can add money to your portfolio, and that's free money if you look at it that way.
I know.
And people don't blow my phone up asking me for this free money. I don't get it.
What's that free? I mean, everybody likes free.
279-7431 is a free call.
You can set up a free appointment. It doesn't cost you anything. That's pretty much free.
That's right.
And you will get some information for free that you will really, really be able to use.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Let's move. You want to take a quick break here?
Let's take a break here. I'm getting really. I need a free drink of water.
Okay. I was going to tell you something. Oh, before we go to this break.
Yeah.
Remember we had Pam.
Oh yeah.
Pam Pruitt in last night. They've got the Karis Crafters show this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over there at the. I'll get it right in a minute. The Civic Center in Wetumpka.
Uh-huh.
That's going on those 3 days. I've got two tickets to
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, and we got some pizza to give away.
Yes, we do. We've got some of that Folcarelli's pizza. So if you call now and talk to us on the radio about something, I don't care what, we'll give you that.
Talk about the free money. Yeah,
there you go. The number here is 272-9228. We're going to take that break, and we'll be back with more health and wealth in just mere moments.
Rusty here from my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest. And this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, the 60-minute program with about 2.5 hours worth of information in it. Your host, David Ernest, he's here, and you know, I know I'm in a fog, but
you get out of it.
Well, what it is Greg has just messed me up so bad here.
Really?
Look what's on TV behind you there.
Oh, my goodness.
No, behind you. Behind you.
Me. Oh. Oh, yeah. Well,
he has got the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, my goodness.
And see, this is... Okay, so... Aunt B has invited Andy's cousin, who is a nice-looking young woman, to come and visit. Uh-huh. Well, now, what's her name? Helen Crump, Miss Crump, is jealous of the cousin.
Uh-oh.
Like Andy's going to run off and marry his cousin. Of course, in them days, you don't never know.
That's right.
Hey, we got somebody calling here.
Oh, we do.
Kill time.
Well, okay, everybody's got a cousin, I guess. So we are talking about the Forbes article and how you should top off your retirement savings. And I think we have a call here. So it's just so hard to know for sure how much money has been lost by individuals not maxing out their savings. I'm going to go and say it's fair to say that the potential to really impact your retirement savings, according to Investopedia.com article entitled, "What is a good 401k match?" The majority of companies offer some sort of matching contribution. The average contribution is 2.7% of your pay. So you can see how nearly 3% of your annual pay every year could quickly add up to your savings with that matching, you know?
Okay, now Andy's dancing with his cousin. Goober's dancing with Miss Crump. This ain't good.
No.
Not looking good at all.
No.
But we do have a phone call. Charlotte is on the phone.
Okay.
Charlotte, you there, dear?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from this evening, Charlotte?
I'm calling from outside of Clanton, Alabama.
Outside of Clanton?
Ooh, we're getting out there.
Well, I tell you what, we're burning it up.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you said you were calling about the goodies we were giving away, but do you have any financial questions for David? I mean, surely you could think of a good financial question. That's not, I mean, there's no obligation to ask a good question.
Oh, like that. Never any obligation to ask a good question at all.
This is something I know the answer to, but it's not for me. It's for people that might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you loan money to anyone in the family?
Absolutely not, unless you don't want it back.
There you go.
You're supposed to give it. There's no need looking for it back. I've heard that many times.
And it's absolutely the truth. I've been involved with this so long, and I've got a family too, as you know. And very good question. Very, very good question. If you loan money to the family members, it's good chance you won't see it back. And that's a shame, but that's just the way it is.
I guess I can tell this story. I am very, very close. Not quite. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very close to 60 years old. Never borrowed money from my folks. My dad's 83. My mom is like 78, 79. And the other day, we had a big mess up at the bank. I needed $200. I went and asked him. I said, can you loan me a couple $100 for 2-3 days?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't hesitate.
Oh, no.
The minute I got it in my hands to take it back to him, mm-hmm. I stopped everything I was doing and took it back over to him. I didn't, you know, it wasn't, no, I'll see you Tuesday. You know, it was, I took it right then.
Right.
And, but, you know, it you are right. A lot of times if I want somebody to have some money, I give it to them and say, here, use it. And I don't, you know, don't need to get it back. And even more so, if I want somebody to have some money, I get it to them where they don't know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, that way it ain't awkward.
But that's a really good question. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to loan the money,
mm-hmm.
you know you may never see it again. So be able to loan it, because you probably won't own it anymore.
There you go. Well, Charlotte, I've got some tickets for you to the Karis Crafters Home for the Holidays Craft Show. That's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Civic Center there in Wetumpka. And I've got your phone number, and David's going to fix you up with some pizza from over there at Folcarelli.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a one-topping large or medium-sized pizza
uh-huh.
from Folcarelli's Pizza. And all you have to do is call Folcarelli's and tell them that you're a winner, and we're going to text that to them. So did you get her name and phone number?
I got all that, and you do have to come pick them up. That's
yeah,
the
you
only
do.
Thing.
If you live somewhere above Clanton, they don't deliver.
No.
Oh, isn't that sad?
Well, I'm sorry, but they will deliver the pizza to you at the counter.
Now, you know,
I've
got your phone number. I'm going to figure this. I'm going to make this as easy as I can for you. I will call Pam and have her leave two tickets at the door for you. I'm sure she can do that.
Oh, that's nice.
And that way, all you got to do is show up there and, you know, give them your name and tell them that you got some tickets there you want on the radio, and you should be taken care of then. Then you just have to call and get the pizza there at Folcarelli. So that saves you some gas and some traveling time there.
Yeah. Yes. And let us know how you like the pizza, because we love it. And
yeah.
You know, have you ever had any of it?
Yes, I have.
Oh, no wonder she's calling.
That's why she knows
how good
yeah.
it is. All right.
All right. Charlotte, that's right, yeah. Charlotte, I got your number, and we appreciate you listening.
And thank you for calling.
I love this station. I love Money Talk.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, man.
Appreciate that very much.
All right. Thank y'all. Mm-hmm. God bless.
Thank you.
And we've got a phone call on the other phone.
Oh, we do. We're getting really weird. Hey, I think that advertisement must be working.
You think so?
The puppy dog eyes. Yes, I guess so.
Well,
but anyway, you know, topping off your retirement savings, and, you know, to catch up with contributions and all that is just really, really, really important. Well, we're going to talk about some of the details after this call.
Okay, we got Kevin on the phone, and Kevin is calling from the other end of this line. I don't know where exactly he's calling from.
Well, okay.
Out of Milford.
Kevin, you there?
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing well. I can't explain.
Do you have a question for David?
Yes, I had a question about rolling over a retirement account from the previous employer.
Oh, this is your man right here.
I love these questions.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kevin, ask me what you want to ask me. I think I might know the answer to this.
Yeah, because looking at, like, you know, the self-brokerage accounts through, like, E-Trade or Fidelity, and I know they have annual contribution limits, and my question would be, rollover from a previous employer or retirement account, does that count towards that annual contribution limit?
Absolutely not. It wouldn't matter how much the rollover is. It could be a gazillion dollars, and it would be okay. But here's where you can get in trouble. The word rollover is used, I would say, incorrectly. When you're rolling over from a 401k, if you don't do it correctly, they will send 20% off the top to the federal government, the IRS, okay? So you cannot do a rollover with the check made out to you. It has to be made out to where it's going for the benefit of you. And so, if your name was John Smith, it would say pay to the order of XYZ Company for the benefit of FBO, meaning for the benefit of, that's usually how that's worded, John Smith. So that way it's no 20% taken off the top. But if you had the check made out to you and you had money in the bank, you could ante it up out of your own bank account and complete the rollover out of your own money and write it out of your own bank account. The negative part of that is that you would have to do without 20% of the money for a good while until you get it back from the government, the IRS, when you file your taxes. The other problem is they love to write letters about those things from the IRS. So make sure that when you do a rollover that you have a professional that can do it for you the right way so you don't have to worry about it.
Actually, yeah, I do not want to give 20% to the federal government. I believe they take enough.
There you go. You give me a call at 279-7431 and I'll help you.
Excellent. I appreciate the information.
You're right. Well, hey, Kevin, you want some pizza from Folcarelli's?
I will not say no to that. Apparently, they have good pizza.
Okay, well, hang on a minute. And I'll get your phone number, and we'll fix you up.
Yeah, you're going to love the pizza.
Yeah, hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you very much for your call. Hope that helped you. So, once you reach 50 years old, you can make catch-up contributions. For example, if you already invest the maximum allowed, $18,500, you could put in an extra $6,000 for a total of $24,000 a year. For a Roth and traditional IRAs, you would be able to contribute an extra $1,000 for a total of $6,500 per year. Now, not everyone is able to start saving for retirement as soon as they would like, and that's the reason why the catch-up contributions were put in place. Life happens. Sometimes it's expensive. And these options allow you to take advantage of the rules and expand your savings if you were one of those unlucky ones that had that problem. The next tip is that you need to maximize your Social Security benefits. We've talked a bit about Social Security in the past. And if you want a full show on the various aspects of Social Security, you need to call me at 279-7431, and I'll try to help you. Ideally, Social Security should be a part of your retirement stool. You know, stools have three legs. And if you take one of the legs off of there, you could collapse. Now, in the retirement income of the legs, you got Social Security for income. You've got maybe your IRAs as income and maybe your pension, you know. The more legs you have on the stool, the better off it is. So you just really need to take full advantage of your Social Security benefits, and we would be glad to help you. Just call 279-7431, and I'll try my best to help you. We have other experts that help us make sure we're giving you the right answers.
There you go.
I had to go to school they called it the Social Security University for 3 days, and they crammed it right in my brain. It was like, they were plunging it in there.
As a matter of fact, I can see something sticking out of you.
Yeah,
right
it was
now.
Pretty rough on
push,
me.
Push it back in there.
You know, but so I retained a lot of it, but some of it, you know, slips out, you know, that part of, you know, over time, you don't retain it all. So that's why we can go back to the people that taught that.
Was that tip number four? Because I was on the phone.
Yeah, that was tip number four.
So we've covered number four, so I guess we'd move over to number five.
We get it. We're approaching tip number five.
Tip okay. number five.
Now, getting back to Social Security real briefly,
mm-hmm.
you can request a report, you know, for your full Social Security potential. You can get that from the Social Security website, or you can call them and all these kind of things. And then mm-hmm. you can get with me, and then we can figure out, you know, when might be the best time. Because I don't think that they're going to come out from Social Security and sit down with you and hold your hand and tell you all these things about Social Security, although they're getting better at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But Social Security is just such an important part of your retirement income. You need to know that it's been doing and being corrected if it needs to be mm-hmm. done right. So now we're coming up on talking about some steps to improve your retirement when you get older.
So are we talking about number five?
We're getting close.
Oh, okay. We're not at number five yet.
Not quite. Okay. We're approaching number five.
I want to be here for number five.
Okay. But anyway, so Forbes article, the five steps to prep for a better retirement in your 60s, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say 50s, 60s, and 70s, from September 2018 is what we're talking about. And we worked through all four. Now we're at number five.
You mean now?
Give me a drum roll.
We're at number five.
You got one?
I got to get one.
Yeah,
we need to get us a drum in here.
Because
all these have been such good tips so far. And I guess this is just going to be like the best one.
This is the big tip.
All right. This is tip number five.
The big tip number five.
Old tip
you know,
number
like
five.
When you really tip somebody really good. Okay.
Yeah,
this is the big tip. Prepare your portfolio to maintain financial freedom for the rest of your life.
Wow.
And how do you do that?
How do you do that?
You got to partner with a professional or someone that will help you maintain your financial freedom. You need a partner. In life, you have to have, a lot of people have to have friends. They got to have wives, husbands, children. You know, those are the people that they go to. Are there ministers or their uh-huh. church members? Somebody to knock off as a sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sounding boards are so important. And I have resonated so much I hear these things and they're... Listen, I've heard every question you can imagine when it comes to, can I do this? Should I do that? What's that mean? Do you really believe it's time that I can retire now? What should I do about this? Can I make sure that this rollover is not taxable? Are you sure they're going to add 13% or 10% to my account when I roll it over like you promised?
Yeah.
All these questions just keep on coming and I'm going, don't worry about it. Hold your hand. It's going to be okay. Yes, your Social Security is going to pay you. You're going to have COLAs. Yes, we're going to guarantee your income for life. No, you're not going to have to pay as much taxes as you thought you were. Yes, you are guaranteed that you will never run out of money as long as you use the programs correctly. Yes, we have it. We have the answers. This is what we do.
There you go. And to, you know, I just was talking to Kevin just a second ago here, and I actually texted him your number.
Okay.
Because he didn't have a way to write it down, and he wanted to call you. So expect a call from Kevin. And you need to talk to somebody like David about this kind of thing. Because, you know, if your car's broke, you want to take it down to the mechanic that you trust. And if your tooth is broke, you want to take it over to the dentist that you trust. Well,
yeah.
In your portfolio or your retirement doesn't necessarily have it to be broken, but you could take it to David. He's good. He's been doing this for what? We figured almost 40 years.
It's getting close to 40 years.
He's creeping up.
I've been married for 40 years, and heard my wife's dad.
Uh huh.
I was about. I married when I was 24. I was almost 25.
Uh-huh.
When I was 25, I remember in the summertime he came to me and he said, "David, I want you to do something." I said, "Yes, sir." what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to take this financial advisory test and program, and I want you to get a license to do financial planning. And I'm going, yes, sir. I didn't want to tell my father-in-law no. It just didn't sound right.
Now, wait a minute. I got a question.
Yeah.
Now, he got you into this.
He did.
And it's worked out really good.
Mm-hmm.
What was your plan up to that point?
I'm going to open me a snail farm. Well, I was just, you know, I was in the medical profession,
uh-huh.
and I'm going, yeah, I guess I'll stay in the medical profession the rest of my life and, you know, work in medicine in a laboratory, and I'd been a paramedic and all these other things, so I didn't know. I was stumbling forward just like everybody else in the world, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen to you until it happens.
You never know.
Speaking of that,
phone calls. We got
another one. Great.
Miss Peggy's on the phone. Miss Peggy, you there?
Peggy.
Yes, I am.
Well, all right. What question do you have for David?
Well, I've got a dear friend, and she has never worked. You know, she stayed home and raised her children.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband's fixing to retire, 65. What kind of benefits would she ever get? Any benefits?
How long were they married?
Ooh, all their life.
Now he's still around.
Yeah.
He's just getting ready to retire, right?
Yeah.
Right at 65.
Yeah. Now she would not get any benefits unless she's worked, unless she's been married before for 10 years, or if he were to die, he would get. He's going to get the check.
If he passed away, she would get some sort of a death benefit, right?
Right. She would get his check.
Well, someone has told her that she would get half of his Social Security while he was living. I said, I don't think so. I said, you need to check, and she's never checked yet, so...
Well, have her call me at 279-7431, and I can get in more detail with her.
Okay.
Because there's things that I don't know that she might have had. You know, she might have worked in the past.
She's never worked anywhere.
She might have been married in the past.
No, she's not. Just one husband.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that we look at. So to be fair to her, just have her call me at 279-7431.
279-7431.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I wrote it down. Well, I sure thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Call us anytime.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That's Miss Peggy calling in. And look who's on TV now. Floyd is on there. Floyd, yes. Have you checked for your portfolio? Are you ready for your retirement?
Well, I don't know. And then Andy comes in and I get a haircut.
Yeah,
I think Floyd retired a long time ago and just don't know it.
You
know?
Yeah, Floyd, he was a good barber, but I don't know about his retirement plan.
Well, you know, a lot of times, now this is a fact.
Uh-huh.
I think you'll back me up on this. A lot of times folks who are in business for themselves and work for themselves, a lot of times some of the money that comes in don't never really make it to what they really made.
Right.
Might go into pocket, and you get around to retirement, and there's really nothing much there because you hadn't paid in as much as you could have or should have.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that would be an ideal thing for somebody who's in business for themselves to call you to see about planning a retirement with what they have.
Yeah, we have solo 401ks, too. We got third-party administrators that can handle it. You know, we got something for everybody. Everybody, mm-hmm. We got something for you.
If you are a headhunter living in, I don't know, Iowa somewhere, and you live in a mud hut, and you only have one TV channel, we got a plan for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know about that. No. Maybe not.
They could watch our TV show, I guess, online or something.
Yeah, they could do that.
You know, we're still coming on Sunday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on ABC.
Yes, we are. And I am working on that Halloween show. It's just...
I know. That's going to be a great show.
They are a little time-consuming.
Oh, I
and
know.
And I am a one-man band, so you know how that
but
goes.
But they're very entertaining when you get through with them. I mean, I love them.
A lot of them, I think most all of them, are online.
Yeah.
If you go in mm-hmm. and put my name in. Put my name, Rusty Aldridge, in there. Put right. that in there. A lot of this stuff will come up.
Yeah.
It'll just pop up.
And one of them that, I mean, there's all kinds, but the wrestling show's a good one, too. You can see what Rusty looked like in 1991. One.
God, man, I was so thin.
Yeah, you were the announcer for the wrestling.
I was the announcer. And, you know, speaking of that, I was flipping through the channels the other night, and wrestling was on. And it's just not like it was. It's different.
It's different.
It's changed.
Yes.
It looks smaller than it was. You know, I'm talking about the big league wrestling. Just kind of.
Oh, really?
Maybe I just hadn't given it a chance. Maybe I need to watch it a little bit more. But they got too much drama going on. Like,
yeah.
This one is running around with this one's wife, and they're going to fight over and everything. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. No Burrhead Jones.
No, poor Burrhead. Burrhead's gone to that big squared circle in the sky.
Yeah.
He went on several years ago.
Super Burrhead.
Super Burrhead. And, you know, I have been to many shows, and he showed up and wrestled in that suit. And
really?
He would run down to the
Superman
ring.
Suit?
He would in his Super Burrhead suit.
Oh, yeah, Superman.
His A&M furniture suit.
Oh, okay.
And he would run down to that ring, and a lot of times he would take the cape off, but lots of times he'd leave it on.
Yeah.
And he's in there wrestling and everything, and I actually, sometimes they would do stuff. We've talked about this before. They'd say, we're going to do something, and we're going to get you involved. Is that okay? Okay. Just don't kill me. And so I'm up there one night, and they're in the ring. I'm announcing, fight breaks out. I'm trying to get out. Everybody's jostling around. Burrhead grabs me and headbutts me. Burrhead didn't know nothing about pulling no punch. I was seeing stars and moons and clovers. I thought I was going to die. My head hurt.
Yeah, you told me about being thrown out of the ring.
Oh, I've got thrown out of the ring. I've got body slammed and just about anything you can think of.
Yeah, so, and then in one of these TV shows, you're Clarence, the angel.
Yeah.
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 So that one's called The Stairway to Heaven Retirement. And then, of course, we got the Elvis show.
Uh-huh.
Where Elvis is interviewed up at the Slap Out Arms. Yeah, well, I didn't know that he lived up there in Alabama.
He went off up there to hide out, you know.
Yeah.
That was kind of the thing. Hey, I got an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we take another little short break and just kind of regroup here and get back to those five tips and just kind of do an overview, and then we'll be about done.
That sounds good.
All right, we'll be back with more Health and Wealth in just moments.
You know, lately we've been hearing a lot of strange things out of Washington. I ain't gonna name names, but it seems a certain political party has lost its mind. But all this news will just drive you crazy. Want to get away from it all? Well, jump on the interstate and come on up to the Impeach Park. Lots of good stuff going on at the Impeach Park. We got story time with old Uncle Joe Biden.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Native American Arts and Crafts with Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth, what makes you think you're qualified to handle this arts and crafts booth?
My papaw had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Uh-huh. And Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, you're leading a group activity. What are y'all doing?
We're legislating. We're investigating, and we are litigating.
Nothing, huh? And Uncle Joe's son, Hunter, is around here somewhere. I don't know what he's doing. Neither does he, but he's getting paid. You know, we even got a petting zoo for the kids.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Joe, get back over to the story corner where you're supposed to be. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from your place. It's the Impeach Park. Look over there. It's President Trump.
Hello.
And there goes Congressman Adam Schiff. Mr. Trump, what's he gonna go do?
Kiss Barack Obama's
ass. He's good at that.
He's right for three guys in straight razors.
You done told that one, Joe. Come see us at the Impeach Park. You'll be glad you did.
It just isn't true.
Shut up, Nancy, or I'll tell them boys in the white coats where you hiding at. The Impeach Park, not to be confused with the Peach Park, because the Peach Park is really cool, and the Impeach Park does not exist. Pretty much like the evidence the Democrats think they have for impeachment.
Somebody get her a pill.
Yeah, get her two pills and a rope and tie her up.
It's crazy stuff.
And, you know, I was watching today, and you know somebody we have not seen anything about in a while?
Who's that?
Maxine Waters. She is strangely quiet.
She's hiding.
Because, you know, there for a while, every time she got out and opened her old crazy mouth, she was all over the news.
She's not so sure about it, I don't guess.
I guess not.
I mean, I wouldn't be either. So let me just review these real quick.
Okay.
Number one, have a plan for retirement activities.
Good idea.
Yeah. Number two, prep for retirement while you're in your 50s and 60s to have a holistic financial plan for your retirement. And number three, prepare for a better retirement while in your 60s, 50s and 60s by topping off your retirement savings. In other words, put away all you can. And number four, maximize your Social Security benefits. Make sure you know what you're doing. And if you don't, call me at 279-7431, and I'll help you. And number five, you still haven't got that drum roll going yet.
No, I've got to get that. Our illustrious fearless leader.
Okay. Number five.
Rick Peters is working on getting me something so I can tie in another computer.
Okay.
And we can just get wide open then.
Well, that's what he needs to do. That's his number one.
Okay.
Number five, prepare your portfolio to maintain financial freedom for the rest of your life by partnering with someone that can help you, that knows how to do it.
I.e., a guy like David Ernest.
Thank you.
That's right. You
the
I.e.
points.
Guy. That's right. So we have covered the five tips. We gave away pizza. We've played funny stuff. We gave away the tickets over there to the Karis Crafters over there at the Wetumpka Civic Center. That's coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And we've done a lot of stuff tonight.
We've been busy.
Covered a lot of ground.
Yes.
And, of course, we appreciate folks that call in and talk to us.
Yes, we very much.
And
if somebody wants to call real quick, you got to get it in there, 272-9228 right now. We might take a quick call, but other than that, we're about to go out.
And we have been discussing something. We talked about it earlier, some things we want to do, and it would involve football.
Yeah, we're thinking about that, and we're also thinking about the Christmas parties. So what we want you to do is to give us some feedback. Would you like to have an Iron Bowl party, or would you like to have a Christmas party? But we don't do both.
No.
No.
No, because it's physically taxing. No.
So, yes. I'm thinking someone said that Christmas would be better, but I'm still confused. I don't know which one.
I think I heard, and I try to give credit where credit is due, because you got to do that when you use what other people have said. But I think it was Greg this afternoon, I was listening, said, our illustrious president is coming to the ball game this weekend.
I heard that.
And it said, if Alabama loses, are they going to blame Donald Trump?
You know, that's a very good question.
Because, you know, pretty much the wind changes. It's Donald Trump's fault.
Well, those raging Cajuns, you know. I mean,
And is LSU going to be upset because, or has he been to one of their games? I don't know.
Well, maybe he could say he's going to both of their games.
I guess so.
I mean, that's a politician, isn't it?
And Alabama people, don't be behind. Don't be up there booing our president.
No.
Just don't do that.
No.
Just, you know, we're better than that.
Yeah, don't act like those people that booed. We don't want that.
That's just crude.
We need solidarity.
We need to start acting right.
We need to do.
Everybody does. 272-9228. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. And just we will chew the fat with you. We'll open up a pack of nabs, as they used to say.
Well, there's all kinds of things that are going on in the world, and of course, you know, we talk about financial stuff, and we try to kind of connect the dots, it's kind of hard to do with all the stuff that's going on. It's very good to know that we have some people that are running for the Senate in Alabama that want to do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stand up for us and do the right things. And I really, really hope we get someone like that in there.
Well, you know, we were fortunate enough, I believe, was it last Tuesday night? Bradley Byrne, Congressman Bradley Byrne called in.
Right.
And we had a chance to talk to him. And let's see. I do believe that I actually edited that down to a 30-minute format. So maybe we can run that again this weekend.
Okay. And, we are broadcasting it in Birmingham. So
Yeah, I got it fixed for both places.
Oh, you're good.
This is my behind-the-scenes stuff that I do.
Really good.
I've got something here, and you know, if we get out a couple of minutes early here, you might get a kick out of this, because you know we've got a great president. We got Donald Trump.
That's right.
He's out there. He's doing things. He's moving. He's shaking. He's getting things done, and got a good looking wife too. You know, that means a lot too. You know, because
he's not stupid.
No, he's not. Anyhow. I've got a song here. Everybody, I told you, people ask me, how do I pick these songs that we play going out? Well, this one is by James Brown. It's called The Funky President.
Let's hear it.
And I thought we would do this tonight since you know, everybody, I think Donald might fit this bill here. So this is Funky President.
Funky.
Yeah, James Brown. In a parentheses, it's called People It's Bad. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You're the man.
Well, Godfather.
Hey, baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bless.
We'll see you next time on Health and Wealth.
People, gotta get over before we go under.